step after lunch with HSOs from Sean Bass and David Mino during The Sweet Spot. Monday afternoon, 1 till 3 on Sports Radio 96.7 at 1310 The Tick.
All right. It is 6 o'clock here, live in Carrollton, Texas, where what a scene we have at Three Nations Brewing Company.
We've opened the Hardline Daycare.
Look, as you well know, Dave, anything to get the kids outside, one.
Yeah.
Anything to get them running around and going apes.
While mommy and daddy have a beer.
And this is perfect. They've got the artificial turf out here at Three Nations where you can run and play and do whatever.
They have the wood chips that you can
eat,
shovel.
Yeah.
This is why we love freedom.
Well, some of us more than others. $600 for freedom is too much for Bob.
Apparently so.
I opted out.
Apparently
but I told him to call you.
But yeah, downtown Carrollton is where we are. Three Nations Brewing Company. Okay, so we've talked about this before, but the Indianapolis Colts, the family that owns them is the Irsay family. The patriarch of that family is one Jim Irsay. Jim Irsay, I do believe, is what he's known by. And Jim Irsay was not only the owner of the Colts, which his father bequeathed to him at some point in the 90s, I think, or when he... What was the deal? His dad named him GM
when he was
25 or something like that.
Maybe not even that old. I'm trying to remember. Very young.
Yeah, and it's been a family affair ever since. And now, Irsay's three daughters run the team. And
after
famously,
his heart exploded.
Yeah, he had all sorts of substance issues and a lot of things go wrong in his life that led up to his death. But his now oldest daughter is in charge. And she was seen wearing the headset and taking notes.
Yep.
During a was it a regular season game this year or preseason game?
Oh, I think she's been front and center the whole time. And honestly, to hear her explain it, it kind of made sense.
Yeah.
That
she wants to learn.
I need to know how all this works.
No, I don't blame her one bit. It just was funny, and people were like, ugh. Would she run on the wishbone or something now, dummy?
Yeah, we would never tolerate family members who are unqualified to run a football team in this city.
So, Jim Irsay also is known for, and I'm assuming most people know this, but maybe not. It's kind of a side interest of his. He has the most expensive guitar collection and music collection of anyone on the planet.
But it has proven to be true that you can't take it with you.
No, unfortunately, you cannot. And I believe they estimated that his collection could be worth up to $1 billion.
Okay.
Dude.
Okay.
Let me just read this to you. Christie's in New York has valued the Jim Irsay collection, the totality of it all, to be worth more than $1 billion. Now, when he died, and this was always, I believe, at the, what's the Indianapolis Dome called now?
RCA?
No.
No.
I can't remember what it is, but the museum was inside that dome. You know, he had a personal collection, then he was like, what am I doing with all these guitars? Let's let people look at them.
Yeah.
Oh, you're... Well, the RCA Dome is the old
Hoosier
Stadium.
Dome.
Yeah. Lucas Oil.
Lucas Oil, yes. And then they put that inside the stadium for all to see. And then I think maybe even the family kind of took it on tour for a while. I mean, this thing is unbelievable. He owns every important guitar, basically, that's out there.
Fine Young Cannibals.
Well... Bob, I don't know if you understand what valuable means, but I don't believe She Drives Me Crazy's axe made it.
Ding, ding, ding.
So, the auction was last night, and it resulted in the sale of 5 of the top 10 most expensive guitars ever.
I saw number one.
Yes. So I'll tell you overall what was sold.
Okay.
And you tell me if you think that you would have been in on any of the action that went on. So we'll start it from the bottom. And Johnny Cash's 1956 Martin D21. That sounds like an acoustic guitar, but I don't know for sure. That sold, and this was like a backup guitar of Johnny Cash. It sold for $215,000. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, that is an acoustic guitar.
George Harrison's Master Sound acoustic.
$250,000.
Which I don't believe he played on I Got My Mind Set on You, which you reduce George Harrison's entire career to that because it's the first George Harrison song you ever heard.
Post-sitar.
Admit it. Sold for $280,000. And now we get into the action. The Edge, of course, from U2. His Gibson Explorer, which was another backup guitar that was used on the Joshua Tree tour, sold for $635,000. He had bought it for $50,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So, again, all of these are making him an absurd, or his family, an absurd amount of money.
Yeah, and
they need it.
As we've learned, like, collectibles have joined, like, cars and artwork as places to park your money if you're mega rich.
Yeah.
Because music collectibles, sports collectibles, the appreciation is ridiculous.
Yeah. Hey, DJ, by the way, can you pull up that thing I put on Slack this morning from Zach Bryan about what he bought last night? Thank you. The Darren Ravel explanation. He sold Prince's custom Yellow Cloud electric guitar for $635,000, which was a 373% net gain on what he bought 15 years ago. The Beatles' 1966 Vox Kensington prototype amp. He sold a Beatles amp from their last world tour for $609,000, of which he bought it for $50,000. He sold 2 John Lennon guitars last night. His most famous was the 1963 Gretsch that I think he bought from Chet Atkins for $1.2 million. His 1964 Rickenbacker he sold for $1.2 million. George Harrison's 1964 Gibson SG Standard sold for $2.2 million. David Gilmour's Wish You Were Here Martin, $2.3 million. That's an acoustic. Eric Clapton's acoustic guitar, which was used during the entirety of his Unplugged show on MTV, sold for $3 million. He bought it for less than $1 million. Eric Clapton's, I'm sorry, got that wrong. His SG guitar called The Fool sold for $3 million. His MTV Unplugged sold for $4 million. And now the three heavy hitters. He owned Kurt Cobain's Smells Like Teen Spirit Mustang guitar, which he had bought not too long ago for $1 million. That sold for $7 million. The Jerry Garcia Tiger guitar, which was his most famous guitar that he had bought for $4 million a handful of years ago, sold for $11,500,000. And now, the most expensive guitar ever sold.
This is the one I saw.
David Gilmour of Pink Floyd, his Black Strat, bought for $5 million. Sold for $14.5 million.
And that's the Strat that he played on virtually every Pink Floyd record.
Yes. Yeah. And so the family's like, what do we do with all this stuff? We don't need any of it. And we've had it in our lives for 40 years, or how long the guy's been collecting. and let's just sell it. Just throw it out there to Christie's and have them unload it. And one.
So what's the full net? Do we know?
Let me look that up.
It feels obviously impressive. It also feels like you would have to sell that $14 million guitar 70 times to get to $1 billion, wouldn't you?
Well, I think they kept a lot of this stuff. Not just the guitar collection, but he's got so much
stuff.
No,
I don't doubt that.
I know what you're saying.
It takes a lot of $600,000 guitars to get to $1 billion.
Well, I think a lot of this, we don't know what it is. We don't know exactly what he has. And
he might have the Ark of the Covenant.
Now we're talking.
A lot of it is weird stuff. And I think one of the things he had was Jack Kerouac's scroll, the actual printed paper that he wrote The Road on. And so Darren Revelle, noted sports business guy and journalist, put out this video, and this floored me on who ended up buying this.
Last night, this scroll of Jack Kerouac's On the Road sold for $12.1 million. And the winner was Zach Bryan.
Bingo.
So this is Jack Kerouac. He wrote On the Road, definitely one of the quintessential American books, top 100 books of all time. So why is it a scroll? Well, Kerouac was on this run, let's call it coffee, let's call it amphetamines, whatever you want to call it. He puts the tracing paper in the typewriter and he just goes on a stream of consciousness run. And it's 120 feet long, and that's the book. Now, despite it being an amazing tale, it doesn't actually sell quickly. It takes until 1957 when Viking Press decides to give Jack Kerouac a $1,000 advance. And the rest is history in the form of millions and millions of copies. 100,000 copies a year still sell. Now, the right above me is Zach Bryan, of course, the very famous and popular musician. And he bought the church that Jack Kerouac was an altar boy in Lowell, Massachusetts, for more than $3 million last year. Well, he's a massive fan. And last night on Instagram, Bryan says, "Happy birthday, Jack." It would have been his 104th birthday. Scroll is headed to Lowell. What an incredible story.
So Zach bought the church for $3 million, and now he's putting the scroll, and I don't know if you guys saw the video. The scroll is all laid out in a row. Like you said, it's like 28 feet or 100. I can't remember how long it is, but it's all like in this sealed compartment, basically, that looks like it runs, again, a quarter of the length of a football field. And he bought that, the actual sealed scrolls that this guy wrote on a drug-fueled rant. And doesn't this sound like something that Gordon would buy?
Yeah.
Like right up his alley if he had $12 million?
Yeah, if Gordon had $12 million.
Right.
I mean, he would probably buy Lee Harvey's bones.
I know. But I think it's stuff like that, Bob, that he owns. Like just weird things left and right that you're just... When you have that type of money, and I don't know what his dad did. I can't remember. It was something, it wasn't tycoon-esque. I think maybe he owned car dealerships and then expanded that to real estate. But you're just, I think you get bored. I really do. And you start buying something, on a lower level, like Gordon, who may be bored with certain things and buys typewriters and then becomes completely obsessed with it and can't stop. As he's told us on many occasions, that's the lower level of this type of stuff where a guy's just like, you buy a John Lennon guitar, and then you're like, how can I get a George Harrison guitar? Well, how can I buy Ringo's drum set? Oh, that's cool. How do I get the Grateful Dead guitars? Like, it never stops. And then you do know in the end, all it is, it's an investment, and you're going to get a return on it. It never goes down.
I'm just glad that Chicken Fry didn't spend all of Zach's money.
Chicken Fry.
So he has
$12 billion
to spend on a scroll and $4 billion to spend on
a church
to put it in.
Yeah, what do you have to have in your budget if those two purchases seem like a good idea?
That was kind of surprising.
To feel like I've still got plenty left over after this.
That was really surprising to me that he does have that kind of throwaway cash.
Does he?
I mean, does he, Corby?
I don't know. It sure sounds like it. He must have $100 million, at least, right? He sold his record. He sold his stuff, like a lot of these artists did, and he's probably the youngest guy to sell it at 30-something. Am I wrong? Is he worth? Does it say he's worth $100 million?
I mean, celebrity net worth, which, you know, take it with a grain of salt, says $25 million.
Does it mention what he sold his publishing rights for? Let's see.
Seven.
Well, it looks like he sold his catalog for $400
million. Oh. Well, then, yes. $400 million.
That's definitely Zach more
Bryan.
Than 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to update their stats.
All right. Well, congratulations to Jim Irsay and the Irsay family.
Well, he's dead.
Who now have some money to spend. Finally. All right, Bob, let's do some Sturm Center before we get to the concert calendar next.
Yes.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket, broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership, KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus Media station.
Visiting with Skip Schumacher here at Surprise.
The Ticket's baseball show of record, The Sweet Spot, live from Rangers Spring Training in Arizona.
How's your staff? I mean, it's a new staff, and we've got Luis Urreta here, we've got Alex Cintron, a new face, Justin Veal, Diet Teagues, who's been elevated to pitching coach. How's everything coming together on that side?
Manager Skip Schumacher sits down with The Sweet Spot.
Staff's been great, got no issues at all. I did want to promote from within, which happened on the pitching side and hitting side. A couple guys from the outside, I guess, kind of, with Travis Jankowski at first base now.
You made fans happy bringing back a 23 champion.
No, he's awesome. The staff has gone along great.
From the station that's always checking our launch angle, Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
The only diamond factory in Dallas is the Diamond Factory. Fifth generation diamond cutters working on site. You can watch them right there do their job, and then your job is to find that diamond you need, right? And you have questions and concerns, and she has questions and concerns, and you guys should just go over to the Diamond Factory and work it all out. They will set you up with something that's amazing at the price you're looking for. And then she's happy and you're happy, and, you know, that makes David Blank and his team happy to serve you, as they've been doing for 25 years in Dallas. And you can support them, not some local chain or national chain. They're a local business that's been it done here and serving this community. Price protected, 30-day money-back guarantee. Financing is available. It's online at thediamondfactory.com. So get a bigger, better diamond for less at the Diamond Factory today.
Don't waste your B2B marketing on the wrong people. With LinkedIn ads, you reach the right professionals where they already are. LinkedIn has a network of over 1 billion professionals. You can target your buyers by job title, industry, company, and more. That means no wasted shots, just buzzer beaters. Spend $250 on your first LinkedIn ads campaign and get a $250 credit for the next one. Go to LinkedIn.com/collegebasketball. That's LinkedIn.com/collegebasketball. Terms and conditions apply.
TXU Energy just introduced new, lower rates. If you've been looking for a smarter energy option, this could be the perfect time. Shop TXU Energy's new, lower rates and find the plan that fits the way you live.
Consistently beating industry benchmarks by over 25% isn't a fluke. It's Cumulus Digital, smarter marketing with proof. We show you exactly who saw your ad by name and address. That kind of precision is why more than 4,000 businesses partner with us every month, whether they need one product or a full digital strategy. Visit CumulusDigital.com today, because you're not average, and your marketing results shouldn't be either. That's CumulusDigital.com.
Ready to discover your new favorite spot? At SweetDeals.com, we help you save with amazing local businesses. Save more, explore more, and uncover hidden gems. Visit SweetDeals.com today.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
I'm a big believer that it's the small changes you make every day that can lead you to feeling your best. They're achievable, they are stackable, and sustainable. Try to start every day with a few quiet minutes. To yourself, focus on your breath, set your intentions for the day, and do this before you ever look at a screen. Before you race to the coffee machine, drink a big glass of water. This doesn't only help your gut. Research has shown that proper hydration supports cognitive function and energy levels. At the end of the day, You want to create your very own wind-down ritual, an hour before bed, whatever that might look like for you. But again, away from screens if you can. And as you get back into bed, it's all about breathing again. Listen to an audio-only meditation or try progressive muscle relaxation. That really works for me. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
This holiday season, beat the cold and jump into the hottest stories at thetopicalfruit.com, your go-to spot for stories that keep you in the loop. Whether it's news about your favorite stars or studies that will blow your mind, we've got you covered. So leave the winter cold behind and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Just search for The Topical Fruit. Citrus got real.
This is Woman's Work with Nicole Khalil.
I wish you health, physical, mental, emotional, financial, social, and most definitely spiritual.
Redefining what it means to be doing woman's work.
I would rather have the temporary pain of discomfort than the avoidable pain of regret.
But hear me when I say this. Believe in something. Believe in yourself. That, more than anything, is absolutely woman's work.
This is Woman's Work from Believe. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Ticker brought to you by Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Easy Peasy IPA and by TheDiamondFactory.com. The Mavs and Cavs from the American Airlines Center here in just a few minutes. Dallas 3-18 in the last 21, but coming off a win in Memphis last night, head coach Jason Kidd says forwards P.J. Washington and Daniel Gafford are out tonight. Forward Najee Marshall is available. The Cavs favored by 13.5, tip at 6:30. Listen to Mavs postgame after. Rangers beat the Rockies 9-4 in Scottsdale. Jacob Blatz allows 2 runs, 3 hits, walk 3, struck out 6. Third baseman Josh Smith goes 2-for-2 with a homer and 3 RBIs. And at the Players, Ludwig Oberg shoots 63 and leads Xander Schauffele by 2. Oberg 12-under for the tournament. Scotty Scheffler birdies 18. He finishes 1 shot above the cut line. He'll extend his made cut streak to 70. Robert McIntyre has the second longest active streak at 21. Ticker also brought to you by Soul Man's Barbecue. The Boss Hog is available for a limited time at Soul Man's Barbecue and has 4 kinds of pork piled high on a King's Hawaiian bun. Eat like a boss at Soul Man's Barbecue. Check them out at soulmans.com. That's the Ticket Ticker. I'm Michael Dixon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Wednesdays at 4:15, it's the official coaches show of the Dallas Stars. Glenn Gullitson on the Hardline. Brought to you by Choctaw Casino and Resort Durant and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
All right, we're live at Three Nations Brewery here in Carrollton, Texas, where they are promoting the Couch Surfer Session IPA, about 4% ABV, which is right on time. Downtown Carrollton is where Three Nations is. Food, beer, fun, bring your kids, bring your dogs. Huge patio out here, a really good scene. We can't thank everyone here that came out to see us. I don't know what the percentage is, but thank you guys very much. This place is freaking packed. All right, we have two segments left. It's Friday. We mix it up a little bit. The first one's known as
Sturm Center.
Friday, bye.
Texas Live.
Here's Bob.
All right, so I was driving around today, and...
Whoa.
No, seriously. I was driving down 66.
Me and Dave have to run everywhere.
So, got a notice on the Twitter from Bruce Levine.
Was it, did he want to tell you that Micah re-injured his Achilles or something?
No, no, no. It was an actual tweet.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I have my notifications on from Bruce's Twitter account that I need them texted to me immediately.
Yeah.
And, you know, I need to know the latest. And Bruce was tweeting out the post-game show's interview with Jamie Benn. And I'll be honest, I haven't heard from Jamie Benn in a while. He's not always talking. And it's an interesting history with Jamie because he's been the captain of the Stars forever. And he's going to have his number retired. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
And he is going to be remembered a long, long time for his service to the Dallas Stars. He's been a great player. He's won the Hart Trophy for leading the league in scoring. He just has to get him that Stanley Cup. He's done just about everything else there is to do in the game. But interestingly enough, I don't think he enjoys interviews.
Would that be an understatement?
Or if he does enjoy them, he just hides it really, really well. And it's often been explained to me that, you know, some people just aren't comfortable talking. And I think to myself, yeah, but if you've been talking your entire life as a high-level hockey player, you would probably figure it out a little bit.
Well, maybe he's just tired after exerting himself for an entire game.
Which is why several of us here at the Ticket have tried low-energy Jamie Benn voice. And just kind of marvel. Like, I know this sounds like it mean-spirited, but we're not. We just marvel that in today's media world we live in, that he would never pick up the pace or the pulse at all of his interviews.
No.
So I'm thrilled he did not retire. He stayed, and now he's scored 5 goals in 5 games, and he's starting to really get going after that collapsed lung or whatever he was dealing with in training camp, which was crazy.
It's,
but I thought it was
one goal per game.
I thought it would be a great opportunity to check back in, given that Bruce did an interview with him with Michael Dixon last night, and we can just kind of get a feel for where the energy level is after a hyped win over Edmonton last night.
Okay, wait. Did Bruce send this to you specifically?
No.
Okay.
I just listened to it.
Like, okay, he like just put it out there like, this is great.
Those guys were hyped to have Jamie Benn on the Ticket, and so am I. And now he's talking. I need to hear what he's saying. So here we go from last night. Huge, huge win for the Stars. How hyped is Jamie Benn?
Stars beat the Edmonton Oilers 7-2, and we are joined downstairs by Jamie Benn, captain of these Dallas Stars. Jamie, you got us?
Yep.
Thanks so much for doing this. You've been around, obviously, a long time. You are one of the most decorated and visible players in franchise history, but this is the first time you've been part of something quite like this. 14 straight with a point, 13-0-1. What has this run been like for you?
It's been fun, obviously. It's been a full team effort. You know, we got a lot of guys playing some great hockey. Our goalies are kicking. You know, the depth guys are chipping in, and it's been a lot of fun.
All right, pause it there. Pause it there.
I think he sounds great. What are y'all talking about?
All right. What were the odds that the interview started with an I mean, it's literally like the dart was shot right in his neck during the first question, and it's just slowly consuming his body.
Doesn't it sound like you might sound if your phone rings at 6 in the morning and you're trying not to wake up your wife as you're talking?
Yeah.
Okay, what time do you need to meet?
Like 10 o'clock. Yeah, that's fine. All right, keep going.
You're on the radio.
Jamie, you were here even with Glenn Gullitson back in the Cedar Park days early in your career. You were here for his first go as Dallas Stars coach. What is different about Gully now, and why is that helping make this team successful?
Well, I think it's been 13, 14 years. Since he was coaching here, and you can learn a lot in that amount of time in the NHL as a coach, and I think that's exactly what he did, and learned with a purpose, and now that he's got a chance to be a head coach again, he's experienced and he's been through it, and obviously with that team last year, being to two Stanley Cup finals. He knows what it takes to get there, and they were close to winning, and he's kind of brought that here and given us a great game plan with the rest of the coaches, and we're just executing.
You're a guy who
I feel like all right,
like he's not even moving his mouth.
he says, like he's breathing.
Yeah.
Like, that's his rhythm.
And I feel
he's not forming words with his mouth.
I feel like when that arrow pierced his neck and went all the way through, like it is just sitting there, right? That the poison slowly starts to take over
his
body.
He needs the antidote quickly.
Right.
Clock is ticking.
Right. All right, more.
You're a guy who hasn't missed much time throughout your career, and yet this year you had to miss a little bit of time, but you're back. You're playing very well. The goals are coming. I think it's something like 5 in the last 5 games, something like that. How good do you feel right now?
I'm more impressed with our team. Just how we keep sticking with it every night, and we play a full 60 minutes, and we're finding ways to win hockey games.
I got to ask you, as somebody who in his younger days wasn't afraid to stick his nose in places where it helped the team, how much do you guys like Justin Rutskovian?
Yeah, he's a great kid.
Okay.
Wow, he laughed.
One of those guys that is willing to do anything for the team, and such a great player, and I think he's even taken big steps this year with his game, and
still not waking the
wife. A lot of the other teams, top players. So it's great to see.
Finally,
yeah,
Jamie,
stop it there. So,
guys, I don't know if I can keep talking in here.
It's almost like the wife and the baby, are in there, and he's just like, God, I just don't want to wake him up.
Do you know how insane it is that he intimidates an entire sport with how you don't want to make him angry, you don't want to cross him,
I know.
And yet that's his delivery?
Well, okay, so as a captain, I'm assuming that he has to make impassioned speeches in the locker room, right? Like, there's got to be something there when it's nut-cutting time where he's got to talk.
So, guys, it's Game 7, and kind of all comes down to this, guys. We just got to go out there and score more than those guys, so...
They just all collapse like dominoes one by one, like all around the locker room. Like, it's unbelievable.
Is that amazing? Number one! Like, unquestioned captain. Like, those guys will say,
yeah,
hey, Jamie's the dude.
Right, of course. And like you said, the guy is a legend in these parts.
Yeah. I love him.
One more answer?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, finally, Jamie, as we wrap it up with you, for you personally, married, have the kid, you have the baby boy, you're captain of a great hockey team. How are things going for you right now? How much are you enjoying this whole thing?
I'm enjoying it. I love the game of hockey. That's why I'm still playing. And I love coming to the rink every day. And
sounds like it.
And hanging out with the guys. We've got such a great group here. And it's just so fun to come to the rink and play the game that we love and all be together.
Well, Jamie, thanks for doing this, and best of luck on Saturday.
Thanks, Jamie.
Well, it sounds like
Jamie
you really are in love with the game.
Yeah. We have so much fun.
Yeah.
It's a laugh riot.
I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah, every day we come here, we have a lot of fun. And,
please tell my family I love it.
Right. Can you please put a dart to the other side of my neck?
I see St. Peter.
God, dude.
He's at the case.
I mean, we used to do this a lot, too. And you don't hear from him much anymore for whatever reason, but that is amazing.
Isn't that incredible?
Yes.
All right, well, there you go. There's Sturb Center.
All right, big concert calendar is next.
If doom scrolling your socials has got you down, tweak your algorithm by following and liking the tick.
What?
We're at DFW Ticket on Facebook, the Gram, X, YouTube, and Twitch. Peel back the curtain on your favorite ticket shows, P1-centric station event info, and funny photos and videos you can't unsee.
Wow.
It's not AI slop or busty bots scamming for credit card info. It's at DFW Ticket, the station that says, we only clicked on that one time.
I don't know why these buttons are sticking.
Engineering's like, what happened?
Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
Don't waste your B2B marketing on the wrong people. With LinkedIn ads, you reach the right professionals where they already are. LinkedIn has a network of over 1 billion professionals. You can target your buyers by job title, industry, company, and more. That means no wasted shots, just buzzer beaters. Spend $250 on your first LinkedIn ads campaign and get a $250 credit for the next one. Go to LinkedIn.com/collegebasketball. That's LinkedIn.com/collegebasketball. Terms and conditions apply.
TXU Energy just introduced new, lower rates. If you've been looking for a smarter energy option, this could be the perfect time. Shop TXU Energy's new, lower rates and find a plan that fits the way you live.
Are you tired of paying full price when you go out? Well, it's time to discover sweet deals. Whether you're looking for local restaurants or a round of golf, we've got it all at half price. Imagine saving big on everywhere you want to go. With new deals added every week, there's always something fresh to explore. So why wait? Join the thousands of savvy shoppers who are living the sweet life at half price. Visit sweetdeals.com today and start saving.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is why we wanted to do this show, a chance to show people a little bit behind the curtain.
Never miss a game.
The first goal for the U.S. in almost 3 years.
Never miss a moment.
The U.S. men's national team gave me an ulcer but survived somehow at Klingit Soccer, and we've got a lot to talk about.
It has been so fun, minus the ulcers, obviously.
But I don't know how you can leave not being a bigger fan.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
I'm a big believer that it's the small changes you make every day that can lead you to feeling your best. They're achievable, they are stackable, and sustainable. Try to start every day with a few quiet minutes. To yourself, focus on your breath, set your intentions for the day, and do this before you ever look at a screen. Before you race to the coffee machine, drink a big glass of water. This doesn't only help your gut. Research has shown that proper hydration supports cognitive function and energy levels. At the end of the day, you want to create your very own wind-down ritual, an hour before bed, whatever that might look like for you. But again, away from screens if you can. And as you get back into bed, it's all about breathing again. Listen to an audio-only meditation or try progressive muscle relaxation. That really works for me. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Helping you live a better life.
Looking for something to spice up the gray winter days? Get your daily dose of celebrity news and bananas stories at thetopicalfruit.com. Follow us on social media at thetopicalfruit. The juiciest takes, freshly squeezed.
Average doesn't grow your business. Smart strategy does. At Cumulus Digital, our campaigns outperform industry benchmarks by more than 25% because we go beyond clicks and impressions, showing you exactly who saw your ad by name and address. We build solutions that fit more than 4,000 businesses that partner with us every month. Let's build one for you. You're not average, and your marketing results shouldn't be either. Visit CumulusDigital.com today.
This is the story of the one. As a procurement manager for a hospital system, she keeps every facility in her network stocked and ready. That's why, like you, she counts on Grainger to be her single source for thousands of products, from disinfectants to lighting, air filters, and more. And with fast, dependable delivery, Grainger helps her keep every facility stocked, safe, and running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. the mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
I don't need to hear anything from anybody. There's too much riding on my mind being locked in. Play offense, not defense. If you play hard and you play the game right, nobody really gets on you. They're going to boo you here and there, but if you show them that you care and that you're playing hard, that's what you need to do. Just play the game one way. You hit a ball in the gap, run. Boom, coming in hot.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
The Stars will try to sauce the Wings inside the AAC. Stars, Red Wings, tomorrow night. Pre-game at 6:30, face-off at 7. Brought to you by Low T Center and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
Grab your brackets and skip out of work early to join the Ticket's first round college hoops watch party at Myers Garden next Thursday. The Invasion, Sweet Spot, and The Hardline broadcast live for 10 plus hours of thrilling college basketball. Great food, drink specials, prizes, and ticket fun all day next Thursday at Myers Garden in Dallas.
Thank you, DJ. And you know what? Thanks to DJ for a great week of broadcasting.
Thank you, Corby.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think DJ gets enough credit, and I want to be the one to give it to him.
Agree. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Tennis lobby.
You're fine, too. All right.
Good luck in the mornings next week, guys.
Thank you.
Wow. What are we going to look like next week?
Who knows? Let's not think about it.
All right, let's.
I'm really going to bring it, though, boys.
You're gone for like a month. Let's finish it out with the concert calendar brought to you by
Frankel and Frankel and Mark Spain Real Estate.
All right, we have a lot to get to. It's ambitious. We begin tonight at the Granada with the Wonder Years. You like screamo?
This may be my least favorite form of rock and roll that there is. No offense.
I'm not sure.
No.
At the House of Blues, Joyce Manor. At Club Dada, Skywater. At the Studio Bomb Factory, Big Boogie. At the Bomb Factory, Alley Cat. At the Majestic, Il Divo. Not Devo, but Il Devo.
Mexican Devo?
Yeah, it's Mexican Devo.
God damn it. And then we like to whip it good.
It's like it's a trio of very sensitive acoustic guys.
Okay, Swagger would like this.
Yeah. Swagger would like this. Yeah. I have another one that you might consider taking Swagger to, but we'll get to it. At Legacy Hall tonight, Cody West. At the Java House Grand Prix of Arlington tonight, All Time Low.
I got your picture. I'm coming with you, dear Maria.
Java House, not Java.
Is it the same band you just played?
It's close. Okay, Jamie.
I'm going to assign them to Mino.
Yeah.
It's Mino's
fault.
Yeah,
Mino probably likes All Time Low. At Tulips, Tori V. At Tannehill's Tavern, Peter McPoland.
Hey, Mr. Monkey, would you look at me? I turned a dollar into quarters for a fistful of treats. Now be a good Mr. Monkey if you want to get more. I had my mama get a 20 at the corner store.
All right.
Yeah.
I put my money in the sprocket.
At Dickie's Arena tonight, Cat Williams. And at Billy Bob's, Paul Wall's birthday bash. I guess he did two nights in a row at Billy Bob's, and this is his birthday. So happy birthday, Paul Wall.
Paul Wall.
Paul Wall. At Choctaw Casino tomorrow. We're on to Saturday. Christina Aguilera.
Ooh, now that is a tart.
And she's all Ozempic'd out now.
Was she big?
She's back to her game weight, yeah.
Was she ever big?
Oh.
Am I misremembering?
Yeah, I think you forgot.
Okay.
When she was on the...
I mean, I didn't pay much attention to her.
The Voice or whatever.
Did she have babies and stuff, though? Like, Justified?
I don't know.
Oh,
that's the only reason it's Justified? If a woman gets big...
In that world, in the celebrity world, yeah. It's like, well, I had like 8 kids.
At the Granada, Gary Huey. At the Echo Lounge, Peter McPoland. So he's
again?
Just, he's just driving down 30. Yeah. At the Cambridge Room tomorrow night, Ella Red. I want you to listen closely to these lyrics. Hurry up, Ella. She likes you best when your head's between her legs.
Oh.
At Trees, the
so
English,
Swagger anyway.
The English channels.
Is.
At Three Links, the Ramona Flowers.
You want a beer or something?
At the AT&T Discovery District downtown tomorrow night, Tiesto.
You know them.
It's DJ Man. I don't know that we have time for this to go anywhere. At the Silo, Alice in Wonderland. At Longhorn Ballroom, Beth Hart. At AMFM, Flight by Nothing.
AMFM.
At Texas Trust CU Theater, Sylvestre Dangond. At Tulips, The Nude Party. At Tannehill's Tavern, another Mino band, The Devil Wears Prada.
So... I'm dead up hell. I don't know what is real.
God, what a weekend for minors,
right?
I really love
it. Also, tomorrow night at Dickie's B2K.
Oh, is this K-pop?
No, this is...
Yeah. My bad.
This is like 90s hip-hop.
Oh.
It's like a...
As we proceed,
it's... There's more than B2K. It's like 5 or 6 acts all together, but they're the only ones that I wrote down. At Billy Bob's, Tanner Ustrey's birthday bash.
Boy.
Sunday at Granada... Gogol Bordello. This is like gypsy slash pirate music.
Pirate music? What kind of market is that?
Skeens, McCutcheon.
Now all them jokers kept around just like a scarecrow in hometown.
At Three Links, Thelma and the Sleaze. At AMFM on Sunday, this is the other Swagra band, Machine Girl. See if Swagra would like this.
That can't be real.
So anyway, Swagra, they have so many ideas.
I think the CD player is skipping again, guys.
It's two different songs.
Holy crap.
So the origin story, Swagra, was they started off in Brazil, but they made their way up.
Here, I'll get the kids going.
God, they know. At the Kessler, Robert John and the Wreck.
Holy.
At Dan Silverleaf, a matinee from Monty Montgomery. At Arlington Music Hall, Santiago Cruz. And at Haltom Theater, Devour the Unborn. Monday at Three Links, Landon Conrath. Tuesday at RBC Volumes. Wednesday at Granada, DJ Rafi. At Trees, I See Stars.
God, how many of these bands are there this week?
A million. At Club Dada, Alia. Ayala. At Southside Ballroom, KWN or Kwan or hey, something like that.
Mino, put some respect on All Time Low.
Wednesday at the Majestic, Robert Plant.
I'm in the mood for melody. I'm in the mood for melody.
Yeah. At the Kessler, Elise Trow. At the Toyota Music Factory, Humby. Thursday at the AAC, Bad Omens. Yeah, we don't have time for this to go anywhere. At the Granada, Boyce Avenue. At Trees, Onslaught. At Club Dada, Cult Member. At the studio at Bomb Factory, Witches with a Z. At Longhorn Ballroom, 38 Special.
Whoa. Remember, Bob, they played like the Jacksonville Media Party.
Yeah, Bob.
The Super Bowl.
They did?
Yes.
And at the Reconsider Lounge, an Alan Sherman tribute featuring a fill-in ticker guy getting grilled by Corby about his parental situation while he's trying to break Cowboys news. Hello, Mother. Hello, Father. Breaking news, it's Kim LaFada.
Brilliant.
A Red Hot Chili Peppers song fronted by Ritzkovian wanting to fight everyone on the Oilers bench. Suck my fist. And a Three Dog Night tribute fronted by Chuck Negron writing about his wiener as if it happened to someone else. Jeremiah split his ding dong.
I love how Dave goes into character. It's just amazing.
He sells it.
Yeah.
Was a ding-dong.
All right, $6.50 on the ticket.
The Texas Golf Expo, presented by Choctaw Casino, Avid Golfer, and The Ticket, is coming to the Plano Event Center March 20th through the 22nd. Tickets available now at TexasGolfExpo.com. What are you waiting for? The first 500 guests each day snag 10 rounds of golf and a sleeve of Wilson golf balls. Everyone gets a round from Arcus Golf, a free gift from Choctaw, and a chance to sink a $5,000 putt. And you'll save on equipment and apparel, too. It's the Texas Golf Expo from Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Well, it's been 50 years. 50 years D&M Auto Leasing has been doing it. Doing it, and doing it well, as they say. And D&M's mission has been to make getting a vehicle easier for you, smarter for you, and more affordable than buying it the old-fashioned way. It's that simple. You got to be tired of negative equity. You got to be tired of spending weekends at dealerships. Tired of paying too much. If that's the case, D&M and the Easy Lease is for you. You will save time. You will save money. You will eliminate the hassle. never go back to buying. Never go back to the dealerships again. 50 years later, they're still doing it and doing it and doing it well, and I would recommend it. 817-35-LEASE, 972-35-LEASE, dmautoleasing.com.
We make leasing easy.
Don't waste your B2B marketing on the wrong people. With LinkedIn ads, you reach the right professionals where they already are. LinkedIn has a network of over 1 billion professionals. You can target your buyers by job title, industry, company, and more. That means no wasted shots, just buzzer beaters. Spend $250 on your first LinkedIn ads campaign and get a $250 credit for the next one. Go to LinkedIn.com/collegebasketball. That's LinkedIn.com/collegebasketball. Terms and conditions apply.
TXU Energy just introduced new, lower rates. If you've been looking for a smarter energy option, this could be the perfect time. Shop TXU Energy's new, lower rates and find a plan that fits the way you live.
Mic drop.
You ready?
Let's do it.
Hosted by former Navy SEAL Mike Ritlin. It's Raw.
I've been shot at, blown up, you name it.
It's unfiltered.
Yeah, well, you go to the sound of the guns.
It's weird. I mean, I've had so many near-death experiences.
It's tough talk from the top minds in their field.
What if the units took a guy out back and shot him?
Bam, you're gone.
I would choose to do what frogmen do. That's what I chose, and it's what I would choose again. I would do anything to bring my guys back.
Mic drop. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Average doesn't grow your business. Smart strategy does. At Cumulus Digital, our campaigns outperform industry benchmarks by more than 25% because we go beyond clicks and impressions, showing you exactly who saw your ad by name and address. We build solutions that fit more than 4,000 businesses that partner with us every month. Let's build one for you. You're not average, and your marketing results shouldn't be either. Visit CumulusDigital.com today.
Are you tired of paying full price when you go out? Well, it's time to discover sweet deals. Whether you're looking for local restaurants or a round of golf, we've got it all at half price. Imagine saving big on everywhere you want to go. With new deals added every week, there's always something fresh to explore. So why wait? Join the thousands of savvy shoppers who are living the sweet life at half price. Visit sweetdeals.com today and start saving.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Filler words like so, you know, or even and ah. It's just part of the way we speak. They're often unintentional. They're used to fill pauses when we don't know what to say or because our mouth is moving faster than our brain. People from different places use different filler words because they are emulating the dialect where they're from subconsciously because they're trying to fit in. Dropping these filler words when you talk can be tough. For the most part, in casual conversation, using filler words, so long as you're not overusing them, is okay, according to experts we talk to. But the problem is when you're in a professional setting of some sort, you might try to drop them. Coming across like your speech is prepared or rehearsed can give you some credibility with your audience, especially when you're trying to drive a particular message home. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Looking for something to spice up the gray winter days? Get your daily dose of celebrity news and bananas stories at thetopicalfruit.com. Follow us on social media at thetopicalfruit. The juiciest takes, freshly squeezed.
Baseball Classic from Miami. The Dominican Republic with three runs across on the second, four in the third. They lead Korea 7-0 after three innings. And in just a few minutes, the United States and Canada from Houston.
At the Players' Championship, Ludwig Ober leads at 12-under. He shoots a second-round 63. Two-shot lead on Xander Schauffele. Cam Young, three-back. Corey Connors, four-back. That's the Ticket Ticker. I'm Michael Dixon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
Would love to see the Texas Radio Hall of Fame busts for these guys. George Dunham, Craig Miller, and Gordon Keith, and their faces for radio. The Musers. Monday morning, 6 till 9. On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
Well, that will do it.
The on-air part of the party is over.
That's true.
Yeah, we're just getting started.
We are all three going to play a little bit of touch football with the kindergartners here. So,
you know, they were the stars of today's show.
We'll be here for a while.
And Hillary Knight's PR department as well.
I'm going to exact some revenge. Yeah, thank you to our special guest, Hillary Knight, for joining us for 6 minutes and 1 second.
And no, she did not hang up because of the noise of all the children.
No, she did not.
She's not anti-children.
What's up with kids, man? Thank you to Three Nations, the brewery. And thank you to their special beer, the Couch Surfer, the Session IPA. Thanks for having us out. We'd love to come back anytime you guys want to have us. Awesome spot. Place has been packed all day long. Super fun.
It was fun.
So thank you very much. And that's it. Now, Bob is spring breaking. He's going to Daytona Beach next week to party balls.
Truck full of ammo.
He has been working out like crazy to get ready for this. And
he's got a false flag operation.
Right, yeah. He looks like Jack Reacher now, just totally jacked. So, and then Dave and I are going to be gone for the next couple of days.
We're back on Thursday.
A couple of days. Just a few days.
Oh.
So, in the
so you're being vague about it.
In the meantime, Sportsman will take our place.
Who could say?
So enjoy Sportsman, but we'll be back soon enough. Y'all have a very safe and pleasant weekend and a great spring break if you're traveling. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Toodaloo, mother effers! Keep blessing hard!
The Hardline!
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC, this is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.
First of all, did we not learn our lesson about trading players to teams he might play in the playoffs?
Breaking Cowboys news on the Ticket.
They trade Oso Odighizuwa to the 49ers for a third-round pick and Solomon Thomas to the Titans for a seventh-round pick.
The Cowboys are Jerry active in free agency.
If you release a guy, you can designate it a June 1st release and you can split the dead money into 2 years. If you trade somebody, you can't do that.
When Breaking Cowboys news breaks, we're talking about it on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Don't waste your B2B marketing on the wrong people. With LinkedIn ads, you reach the right professionals where they already are. LinkedIn has a network of over 1 billion professionals. You can target your buyers by job title, industry, company, and more. That means no wasted shots, just buzzer beaters. Spend $250 on your first LinkedIn ads campaign and get a $250 credit for the next one. Go to LinkedIn.com/collegebasketball. That's LinkedIn.com/collegebasketball. Terms and conditions apply.
Next summer, the world's biggest tournament comes to America. But long before first kick, the real work happens at home, where families are gearing up for game day. From the locker room to the laundry room, Henkel's trusted brands are fueling performance, strengthening bonds, and celebrating every clean sheet, every bold style, every repaired cleat, and every unstoppable moment. Because the game may be played on the field, but it's won in the everyday. Winning starts at home.